Today we'll be doing Sifhei L'Shulchan Aruch tells us Erva ba'ashashis v'roa osa derech daf noseha asr likros k'negda d'chsiv v'lo yerevacha ervas davar v'hamis chazia. If Erva is visible through glass or through some sort of a reflective mirror, and you can see the Erva even though you're not staring at it directly, that's also problematic. You are also not permitted to recite Shema in front of the Erva that's being reflected by a mirror, because the Pasuk says v'lo yerevacha ervas davar, implying that if there's any manner in which you see it, is going to be problematic. The Mishnah Berurah in Tzavkat and Chathei tells us ba'ashashis hishal zechuchis o beged dak ha-manhir ad sheniris ha-erva. So either it's some piece of glass or it's some kind of very thin garment material that exposes Erva, o tefach mi besar ha-isha b'makom shedarko lios mechuse, or it's part of the flesh of a woman in a situation where it's supposed to be covered. Shagam zehu nikra erva v'chanal b'sifal, which also qualifies as erva. V'atzima seinayim sharei b'chol zeh l'chuliyama. Closing your eyes in all of these scenarios will be effective. Kevan sheha erva kopane mechusa, since the erva at the very least is concealed. Usher likros v'afilu hi b'vayis acher v'roa osa derech ashashes shebe hachalon. Even if it's in a different house and it's visible through the mirror, through the reflective window from the other house, l'fisha b'ri'ya tolo hakasuv, since it all depends on seeing it, v'afilu b'diavad tzarech lachazor v'likros. You have to go back and repeat Shema if you said it while looking at Erva. We'll stop here for now and we'll pick up a Sivav tomorrow.